The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington, open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, the president in Florida, to see this hurricane damage, Harley.
Very important for him to do the job and show his and all of that, because for no other reason than the people need it for an election year. These things really do count. We have 240,000 U.S. customers, that's, and businesses still without electricity, Hurricane Michael. And it said, you know, many of these people, they have no home. Some of them have no home. And so his job, as he pointed out, the very most important, to make sure they have food, they have water, they have safety, they have shelter. And he said that the government will be there to make sure that they get all of that.
Just rough stuff, isn't it? Look, this is an extraordinary story about Sears.
Yeah, you know, I was a kid, like so many generations of Americans. In our family, we waited impatiently for the mailman to bring the Sears Roebuck catalog. I mean, it was bigger than the New York City phone book. Sears meant stuff to us. Just about anything a family needed was found in stores or in catalog. Now Sears has filed for bankruptcy protection. 142 of its 700 remaining stores will be closed by the end of the year. The long-term survival of Sears is much in doubt. Now, this is a growing list of retail chains, including some ones that have gone out of business in recent years, in part because of online shopping.
Online shopping, you're right, Harley. Gee whiz, that's a big, big story. Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren, many thought she was a presidential candidate.
Well, and she may yet be. She may decide to run again, or decide once again to think about running. She says she's thinking about it. This is the woman that Trump has derisively called Pocahontas, fake Pocahontas, he said. And he also, along the way, said, if she'll take a DNA test and prove that she's an Indian, I'll put $1 million into the charity of her choice. Well, she got a DNA test. Out of thousands of potential DNA segments, she has five from 6 to 10 generations ago that are Native American. She said, send it to this charity. Just send the $1 million. He doesn't say it, but he'll have to pay.
Have to pay. Good on you, Harley. There we are. He's $1 million lighter.